Hello, I'm the lady from house number 43. I know this is quite unconventional, but I don't mean to make you uncomfortable. There's just something I really needed to tell you. Because if I don't, I feel like my chest is going to burst open any minute. I've never done this before. But there's just something about you that makes me want to do uncharacteristic things. My intention is far from making you uncomfortable. Very far from it. I know it's not just me who feels this connection. This bar between us. But if it's just me, then this is just plain creepy and presumptuous of me, and I'm sorry for this. I'm always building up the courage to ask you out, but whenever we start talking, I don't know, chicken out. You make me so nervous. Even when you're just looking at me, I just want to keep talking to you. Do whatever it takes to keep your eyes on me because I'm completely enchanted by you. Since I'm being completely honest here, I want to tell you everything. Especially how you make me feel. How you make me want. How you make me bold and daring. I didn't mean for it to happen, but one time I accidentally looked out through my bedroom window and I saw you touching yourself. As you bit down on your lips. How I wanted to bite those lips then. I can't get the image of you out of my mind. And it's been at the center of all my fantasies since. Sometimes I would imagine myself kneeling between your legs, your hand in my hair, while I pleasure you at my mouth. I imagine I'm the one making you feel really good. My mouth and tongue and lips. The reason for your arousal. I want to be that person. I want to make you feel everything I feel whenever I touch myself to the thought of your lips against mine. You're done tasting me. Your fingers exploring my body. Your heart cock driving me wild. In my mind, you've made me feel pleasure so intensely that the idea of us fucking sends me over the edge, over and over and over again. You've made me come so many times. Oh, that. Yesterday afternoon, something shifted between us. 1 minute I was watching you mow your lawn from my porch, shirtless, grey joggers, headphones on, your sun-kissed skin glistening from sweat. Then you looked in my direction and caught me staring, jaw on the floor. You looked so good, like you always do. I bolted back inside my house because I was so embarrassed. But more than embarrassed, I was so turned on. I couldn't help it. Lust overrode the shame that I went upstairs and took my clothes off. My curtains are shears, you know. That's intentional. I know that you can see through them and into my room. And if the wind blows through the curtains just right, you can see me clearly. If I'm lying down on my bed, that's directly facing your bedroom window. I know you stopped mowing because I heard your back door open and shut. And then I saw you standing behind your blinds, your hands gripping the window frame. Chest heaving. We were both so out of breath. I knew I was sure you could see me, and I couldn't help myself. I slowly crawled onto my bed, making sure you could properly see my ass. I swear I could hear you growl from across the room. I arched my back and raised my hands above my head, putting on a little show just for you. I started imagining we were in the same room. I could feel your stare on my skin and your warm breath on my neck. And I felt myself getting wet as I could. It was exhilarating. My hands started skimming down my face, my neck, my chest, all the while imagining your fingers exploring my body. I loved it. Every second, right there, right there. But your eyes were on me, that you were touching yourself in plain view. No shame, no inhibitions. I lay down on my back, a hand on one breast, and the other traveling downwards as I slowly spread my legs wide open, imagining myself making room for you. Do you remember? Do you remember? I looked out the window and felt extremely delighted to see your joggers halfway down and your hand gripping your cock so hard, so hard. I felt bolder. If there was any ounce of trepidation in my body, seeing the hunger in your eyes melted all of that away. All of it. I wanted you so bad. Your gaze was transfixed on my hand, eager to find out where the next destination was. I so wanted to tease you, but I just couldn't wait a second longer. As soon as my fingers made contact with the ribs between my legs, asking if I was okay. You know what? And that's all I needed. I ripped my clit to the same pace as your strokes. I've done this before. Touched myself countless times.
But until that moment, I've never felt like my hands would mine. Exploring between my legs. Spreading my wetness. Are you touching yourself for me right now? I hope you are. I hope you're thinking of my hand on you. Or would you prefer my mouth? Better yet, imagine your cock snugly moving in and out of my pussy. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck me. I could hear you. Your voice carried through my open window. I felt that through my core. You were there and I was willing you to come over. Bust through my door and into my bedroom. Fuck me hard and deep into the mattress until we're both screaming in pleasure. Frustration dawned on me. If you wanted this so bad, then why aren't you here? Why are you way over there? Why aren't we fucking each other's brains right now? Right now. So I touched myself rougher than I wanted to, rubbing my clit furiously, like it's your tongue, and my mouth pleasuring me. Just like that. Just like that. It felt so damn good. But it wasn't enough. I needed more. More. I didn't realize my eyes were closed until I opened them. To see you pumping your cup. Just as fast as I was moving my hand. I've never wanted anyone to fuck me like I wanted to fuck you at that moment. That moment. Never needed to come as hard. So I did. Two wet fingers inside me. And fuck myself like I wanted you to. With your god. We were both moaning so loud. I swear it felt like you were there fucking me. I could make us both come, I realized. I had control. I had the power. But I'm gonna do it. We kept eye contact. And it felt so good to have you at my mercy in that way. Before, I used to close my eyes and imagine you on top of me. That time I didn't even want to blink out of fear of missing anything. I could see your hand movements become jerky. My whole body started to tense. I wanted us to come together. And the way I knew how to do that was plead you with my eyes. Come with me, please. I heard you come. I felt you come. It was so good. I came and came and came and came and came. Just the thought of that makes me breathless. My only regret was that it wasn't on your cock. No more regrets. So this is me telling you, if you feel the same way as I do, my door is unlocked. I'm waiting in my bedroom. If you want me as much, come over and fuck me.